Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have a very special program for you. We're getting a tour of the Buddy Holly Hall of Performing Arts and Sciences. It's under construction. Many of you can see it from your workplace every day, being built in the Arts District of Lubbock. And we're very fortunate today to have a great program. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have a very exciting program. We're in the office of Tim Collins, who is heading up part of the new Buddy Holly Performing Hall for Arts and Sciences. Very exciting project here, particularly in our art and cultural community. Tim, thank you for taking time to be with us today. You have a wonderful title. I can't remember it all, so tell us what actually you do.
I am the chairman of the board of the Lubbock Entertainment and Performing Arts Association. That's a nonprofit group that was formed to build and fund the Buddy Holly Hall of Performing Arts and Sciences.
So you're a very important person in this project.
I'm just trying to do my part. But thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do with that organization and how the hall came about, and just sort of the preliminaries before we get a chance to actually go over to the hall.
Yeah. So in 2012, the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce helped conduct a feasibility study for a new performing arts center in Lubbock. That study was funded by the CH Foundation and the Helen Jones Foundation, and we turned that study over, completed, at the end of 2012, and in 2013, LEPA was formed, a nonprofit group to carry out the feasibility study. And so we started with, again, gifts from the Jones Foundation and from the CH Foundation, hired architects, and went about designing this new performing arts center.
And now it's in construction. We can see it every day.
We can see it every day. We're about 12 to 13 months from completion. And so, you know, it's very exciting to see this project come to fruition. I guess in 2012, I didn't know that it would ever happen. And here we are just a few months away from opening night.
Well, it's a major thing. Concert halls, they're not just your normal everyday thing being built. This is a major thing for Lubbock.
Well, absolutely. I've been in the construction industry for 35 years, and I've never seen a building that is built like this one. It's very special in the kinds of requirements that it has to meet a noise acoustic rating, mm-hmm. noise criteria rating of NC15, which is comparable or the same as Bass Hall or the Tobin Center or mm-hmm. Geffen Hall at Lincoln Center mm-hmm. in New York. And so it's state of the art. And it's a very complicated building project, so it's taken a while.
Do you get to see it on a daily basis?
I come out once a week or every couple of weeks. We do lots of touring to community groups that want to see it, and so I'm out. It's stunning to me how much it changes every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is very, very exciting. Well, if you have a moment, why don't we just take out and go take a look, and we'll let you take us through the hall as it stands.
Yeah, sounds great.
Fantastic.
After donning hard hats and vests, we followed Tim Collins into what will be the foyer of the Buddy Holly Hall. We passed a three-story spiral staircase that Collins hopes will be on the cover of most architectural magazines once the hall opens. The foyer itself is designed as a functional space, as is the area to the right of the entryway.
So right now we're standing in the multi-purpose space. This is 6,000 square feet of space that'll be utilized for conferences or luncheons or that sort of thing. It's also, we talked a little bit earlier about how we had to do things to make sure that the building would be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. So to do that, we had to add some partners in the building so it would be more utilized. First is Ballet Lubbock.
Right.
They're moving their ballet school to this complex. They're leaving 11,000 square feet and three dance studios and coming to 22,000 square feet and five dance studios. They'll be able to expand their programming significantly. And plus, they're also being one of the components that was important was for us to be in central Lubbock. So
right.
they'll be able to serve East Side residents a whole lot easier than they could have before being on the far southwest part of town.
And they'll be in really the arts area with the symphony and Luca and the
absolutely.
Hall, right?
Yes.
All together.
All together, the Civic Center. The other partners that we added, the second was a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so United Supermarkets is partnering with us to manage a restaurant
great.
And all the
great.
Catering and concessions in the building.
Oh, great.
So we have a full catering kitchen in the basement. And all of this restaurant activity, lunch and dinner 7 days a week, which I think will help us, you know, with downtown. And again, downtown revitalization as we have traffic coming.
Bring traffic to it, sure.
Coming back to the area. And then our third partner is Lubbock Independent School District. And so LISD will be utilizing some of this space on a regular basis. The small theater that we walked past, 425 seats, that will be, they have first rights on the schedule for that space throughout the school year. And then this space will also be utilized for LISD as well. The NC rating in the small theater is 15, just like the large hall. And then this space is NC 20. And so UIL competitions will come to Lubbock and be able to, so if you've got a choir or orchestra band competition, they'll be able to warm up here in this multi-purpose space, move into the small theater for sight reading, and then go into the main hall for their performance. I think, you know, we hear all the time our students talk about, oh, we made it to Austin. You know, we had a good year and we made it to Austin. I truly believe that in arts competitions, we're going to have students say, oh, we made it to Buddy Holly Hall. We get to go to Lubbock and go to Buddy Holly Hall and perform in that world-class facility.
Absolutely.
Because it is designed and laid out to accommodate those types of competitions.
So this will serve the whole region of schools.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Education is an important component to both Buddy's legacy. That was something that he was interested in. Some people don't know that he had a recording studio designed.
Right.
For Lubbock. He was planning to build a recording studio in the city and before he passed away, and that education was important to him and wanting to further the music industry. And so this helps us to accommodate that, you know, I think very, very well.
Right.
We have partnerships ongoing with Texas Tech, working and talking with Lubbock Christian and South Plains College as well. And so K through adulthood, you'll have an opportunity to learn about the performing arts industries and work in them here. There are a lot of job opportunities that maybe aren't as a performer that are very important to how the performance goes, of course, and lots of opportunities for people to work in that industry that maybe, like me, don't have a whole lot of talent.
That's fantastic. It's a lot of vision has gone into this project.
A lot of careful thought and planning has gone into this, absolutely. We hope that this will serve our community for 10s and 20s and 40s and 50s of years, you know, in the future. And there, it had to be thought through very well. And we've had a great team to do that. Not only our board and staff, but also countless architects and engineers and professionals who design buildings like this have been involved in it for a number of years.
Right. Fantastic. Well, let's move along.
Okay.
We moved through an area on the right side of the hall that will house the full-service restaurant and, on the second floor, the studios for Ballet Lubbock. These five studios will have sprung floors and, with big windows, offer an impressive view of downtown Lubbock. Continuing to the back of the hall, we made our way to what will be the dressing rooms and backstage area.
Sure. The performer experience, I think, is every bit as important as the patron experience. If you have performers who are excited and happy to come to a facility, know that they're going to be safe, and they're going to be comfortable then they'll want to come back.
Right.
And so I think that's really important as we think about who we want to come to Lubbock and how often and whether we'll get them to come back again.
Right.
What happens back here is going to be key.
It's important for Broadway touring organizations, things like that. Do they want to come to Lubbock to come to a good facility?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sure.
And is it accommodating to their needs for efficiency and that sort of thing? We've learned over the years that the Lion King, for example, when they come to a facility, they bring 30 truckloads of equipment and costumes and et cetera. They require that you have 3 dock doors so that they can efficiently unload
right.
and load back so they can move on to the next city after a performance week. We have those things in the building and designed to allow for that, which I think is what makes all the will make all the difference when the reputation of the building gets out.
Right.
We've hired a building management company to help us to do these sorts of things, SMG.
Mm-hmm.
And SMG manages 60 performing arts centers around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are well qualified and understand what we need,
right.
To make sure that our building is accommodating
right.
to those people. And they also help book different shows. We'll have a Broadway presenter, of course, who will come in and do all of the Broadway series.
Mm-hmm.
The Lubbock Symphony, Lubbock Ballet, Moonlight Musicals will use the building.
Right.
But we will also
right.
have lots of shows throughout the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
from comedy acts to, specialty singers and
right.
musicians coming, as well as probably, lecture series and things
right.
like that. So I hope that we're accommodating to all types of things, because I feel like we've been a little bit entertainment starved in our community over the last few years. But you can see, looking out here, I think it's really cool. We look at the mural on the Marcia Sharp Freeway right there, and you can see
right.
how it represents the arts and our cultural
right.
arts district.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Which is very, very appropriate.
Right.
We did a feasibility study, not a feasibility, but a financial study last year through a group known as Arts Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
The economic impact of the arts in our city is over $100 million a year. 3,500 people are employed in arts-related industries
right.
in our city.
Right.
Those are big numbers. That represents 3, 4, 5% of our local economy.
Right.
And so to help boost that is a good thing for us
sure.
to be trying to do as
sure.
a city and as a business sector. That's an important piece of what we
sure.
what we do.
All the ancillary things that go with that: hotels, restaurants, retail
exactly.
shopping. That's, I mean, there's a lot of spin-offs from having a great art and culture economy.
I agree with that completely. And this building's gonna help with that too, because like we said with Ballet Lubbock, you'll have a couple hundred moms or dads or both downtown every evening
right.
Through the school year when their youngsters are in class. And so that's gonna drive the Starbucks. That's
right.
gonna drive the sandwich shop
right.
Place for dinner downtown while we're here
right.
with our students. And
right.
so I feel like that the traffic that this building will generate coming into downtown will help boost our downtown and make it more vibrant,
right.
which is one of the missions of the city right now. One
sure.
of their goals
sure.
is to revitalize downtown.
And as we're looking at the Marcia Sharp, it'll be completely easy to get here.
Absolutely.
It's not a traffic problem. It's not fighting downtown. It's just on the Marcia Sharp.
And the first exit off at Avenue Q, and you're right here, and I think it's going to be easy to get in and out of and quick back to home. If home is in Southwest Lubbock,
right.
it'll be quick to get back.
Great.
Okay, so let's go back through here and we'll go on to the stage.
Oh, what a nice big stage.
Fabulous.
Great. Just great.
So you can see from the stage, looking up at the 3 balcony fronts, we came in this door right here when we first came in.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we were on the first balcony level, we were right there.
Perfect, yeah.
You can see the second, and then there's not a lot of light coming through on the third balcony level, but you can see the face of the third balcony level going into place right there. They're building catwalks and light hangers on the face of those balconies, because a lot of the lighting, of course, is hung off the front
mm-hmm.
of the balcony
mm-hmm.
level. I don't know that I want to traverse the catwalk or
that's
not.
Fine. But, that's fine.
Yeah.
Looking down to the pit area, is the pit
Is the pit going to be open all the time, or will it be covered
so
during
other
things?
So the floor of the pit elevates hydraulically, and so the floor of the pit will come up to the stage level, all the way up to the stage level, or stop at the bottom of the orchestra level, depending on what they need. I believe that it's built to accommodate 120 musicians, which is a very large orchestra.
Yeah,
This flooring is very unique, that is the orchestra flooring up to the parterre. All of the seats that will be on that level will be on wagons.
Oh,
and so those chairs can be moved and dropped down into the orchestra pit and stored in the basement. Then that floor is also hydraulic, where it can be lifted to flat, so that you could do theater in the round or something like that. It'd all be at stage level. If you had a conference or a dinner or something, you could have it here in this space. But it also goes down flat at the back, so that it would be below that level, so that you could set up bistro seating and a dance floor or something
like that. And New Year's Eve ball?
Absolutely.
You do that?
Absolutely. So versatility for us in Lubbock is key.
Right.
We will only get to do this type of building once, I believe, and so making sure that it can be utilized in every possible fashion was a key to the design process.
Well, this is great. If the pit is hydraulic and re-raised up, that means if you want to do a big work with orchestra and a choir and, you know, a huge work, you could still do it because you have even more space to work out into the space of the auditorium. That's
absolutely
great.
We made our way through the construction to the right side of the complex, where a smaller theater/concert space will be designated for use by the Lubbock Independent School District.
So we're walking now into the stage level of the small theater.
Right,
LISB Theater. And as you can see, there's a balcony level there, and there'll be an orchestra level also. The catwalks and riggings and everything are being constructed in this theater. Right. This theater seats 425. Mm-hmm. So it's a good mix of size. We don't have a black box theater in this building because just across the street, Luca does.
They do, right.
And so they've got 200 seats in their black box. We'll have 425 in this space. The Civic Center has 1,400 seats in their theater.
Right.
And then we have 2,200 seats in our large theater. So I think if we consider performers and their needs, we have an opportunity very centralized to accommodate any type
just
of
everything.
Performer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our goal would be that if someone comes and says, hey, we only need 150 seats, well, we need to refer you over to Luca so that you can take advantage of their space.
Right.
And, oh, we need 600 seats. Well, maybe we're in between and you'll end up needing to be at the Civic Center so that we can be, you know, the most accommodating for your budget and your opportunity to sell out.
Well, I bet LISD is over the moon for this space.
They are so excited.
I bet they are.
About this. And so, you know, it's really interesting because of the construction requirements to receive the NC-15 rating in the main hall, this small theater is also NC-15.
Right.
So I tease the LISD the teachers and fine arts folks because you'll be able to hear everything in this hall. But you need to remember that you'll be able to hear everything in this hall because you'll hear every off note, you'll hear every bad sound. But what a great opportunity for education for our students in the arts industry.
Well, and the whole thing of having students, young students, and young people down here in an arts complex in the downtown, that's enormous. I mean, that's where kids get infused with the idea of art and culture for the rest of their lives.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a big thing.
And the statistics that the Texas Cultural Trust put out, a group of statistics a couple of years ago, that students who are engaged in an arts program are 50% less likely to drop out.
Right.
And students who are engaged in arts programs score 15 to 20% higher on standardized tests. And so getting those students a place that they can be involved and become passionate about school and education just builds for our future. And, you know, we talk about the young people in our churches and how vital that is as our churches grow and to keep them there. Mm-hmm. I think young people in this building and in being engaged in arts is going to be vital to them as they grow as well. certainly this building is a great recruiting tool for professors at Texas Tech, for doctors and young professionals who are looking, who have choices of where they want to live. Right. Entertainment is going to play a role in that. And certainly we always think about the brain drain syndrome in Lubbock that we've had over the years, where our graduates of high school and universities leave the city and go somewhere else to work. One of those reasons, I think, again, is for entertainment and cultural opportunities, and we're going to be able to have that here in town, so maybe we keep a few more of those students here with us in Lubbock.
And with that, our tour of the Buddy Holly Hall for the Performing Arts and Sciences came to an end. Tim Collins was a very gracious and knowledgeable guide. He invited us back in a few months to see the space again once the major construction is done, to see the hall really begin to look like a performance space. We will certainly accept his invitation. Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.